Shalom Australia. Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon had threatened that his Kulanu party will quit the government if the 2019 state budget is not brought to a vote in the next 2 weeks. Kahlon wrote that the 2019 budget is for IDF soldiers, children, the health system, Holocaust survivors, the disabled, employment, young couples, economic growth, a strong economy, and the continued drop in housing prices, and said, "For this, I will fight till the end." Ultra-Orthodox coalition parties have threatened to vote down the budget unless legislation is approved exempting members of their community from military conscription, which would also lead to the government's collapse, as Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman's Yisrael Beitenu party will withdraw over that legislation. The Prime Minister agreed on Wednesday to set up a committee made of representatives from all six coalition parties to formulate a bill regarding ultra-Orthodox conscription. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was again questioned by police in Jerusalem on Friday in connection with alleged corruption, and Sarah Netanyahu was questioned under caution at the same time. After completing a five-hour questioning session, Netanyahu said he felt more sure than ever that nothing would come of the latest corruption investigation. Police are set to recommend indicting five suspects in Case 3000, the submarine affair, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former advisor and confidant Yitzhak Molcho and Netanyahu's personal lawyer and cousin David Shimron. The Prime Minister will have a brief respite this week from the deluge of legal woes he faces when he heads to Washington to meet US President Donald Trump. Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked on Wednesday initiated disciplinary action against Tel Aviv Magistrates Court Judge Ronit Poznansky-Katz, the judge presiding over the Bezek corruption probe, who appeared to have coordinated with a state prosecutor. In a joint statement, Shaked and Supreme Court President Esther Chayut said an official complaint against Poznansky-Katz would be filed to the Supreme Court and a special tribunal would be established to impose disciplinary measures against her. When the full transcript of the texting between her with Israeli Security Authority attorney Eran Shacham Shavit was released, it was less damaging than the first leaks suggested. On Tuesday, Ombudsman Judge Eliezer Rivlin ruled no criminal charges should be filed against the judge. Rivlin said her correspondence was highly inappropriate and damaged the public trust in the judicial system, but did not find evidence she had engaged in collusion warranting a criminal investigation. El Al has appealed to the International Air Transport Association, requesting the body's help in obtaining permission to access Saudi Arabia's airspace for a direct flight to India. El Al wrote a letter to Alexandra Zhizhuniak, head of the trade association, asking not to be discriminated against. The request came in response to reports last month that Saudi Arabia had okayed the use of its airspace for Air India flights between Israel and India. The approval of the use of Saudi airspace for either Air India or El Al, which would cut hours off the flight route between the two countries, would be a first and mark a major milestone in Israel's attempt to deepen ties with Gulf states. The Foreign Ministry on Tuesday chose Eli Lev, a professional diplomat with an economics background, to represent the country at UNESCO and the OECD in Paris. Israel has formally notified UNESCO of its withdrawal from the organization on December 31st, but the Israeli withdrawal contains a provision that Jerusalem can change her decision should UNESCO conduct reforms and change its attitude towards Israel. Lev, however, will likely focus on the mission's other responsibility, the OECD, in which Israel has been a member since 2010. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City, Christianity's most sacred site, reopened on Wednesday after a three-day closure to protest Israeli tax measures and a proposed law. The closure had left thousands of pilgrims and tourists seeking to visit locked outside. The protest was over two issues. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat claims that the church owes more than 650 million shekels on their commercial operations. A decades-long agreement between the churches and the state has prevented the Jerusalem municipality from collecting property tax from Christian institutions. However, the city recently decided, citing a legal opinion, that the exemption for churches applies only to properties used for prayer, for the teaching of religion, or for needs arising from that. Secondly, Kulanu MK, Rachel Azaria, backed by the Justice Ministry, is proposing a bill for the Knesset that would allow Israel to confiscate land sold by the churches to private developers in cases where homes have been built on the land. The bill is fiercely opposed by church leaders who see it as an attempt by Israel to limit their ability to buy and sell their only real assets, real estate. Azaria says her bill seeks to protect hundreds of Israelis, largely in Jerusalem, whose homes are located on land that until recently was owned and leased to them by the churches, in most cases under 99-year contracts signed in the 1950s between the church and the state via the JNF. Residents expected that the leases would be extended, but in recent years the Greek Orthodox Church has sold vast swathes of real estate to private investors, and nobody knows whether they will renew the leases, and if so, under what conditions. Prime Minister Netanyahu decided to intervene in the situation after Israel came under heavy pressure from churches around the world. The Prime Minister's office announced on Tuesday that it was suspending the tax collection and freezing the legislation until a newly formed committee to be headed by Regional Cooperation Minister Tzachi Hanegbi could work out the issue with the churches. The tiny Marshall Islands is partnering with Israeli company Ne'emah to create its own digital currency in order to raise some hard cash to pay bills and boost the economy. The Pacific Island nation is set to become the first country in the world to recognize a cryptocurrency as its legal tender when it passed the law last week to create the digital sovereign with Israel. More than 20,000 African asylum seekers and Israelis demonstrated in South Tel Aviv last Saturday night against the government's plan to deport asylum seekers, which is set to begin this week. Speakers said, "We're all victims of this story, both the asylum seekers and the veteran Israelis. We're living here together, and they're always trying to get us to hate one another." The protesters filled Levinsky Street chanting, "The people demand a stop to deportation," and holding signs with the Jewish text about loving the stranger. 60,000 people attended Tel Aviv's annual Purim Street Festival on Friday. Dozens of people required medical care for dehydration and alcohol poisoning. Police detained 5 people for suspected violence and drug offenses, and another suspected of selling alcohol to minors. Police removed an effigy of an IDF soldier that had been hung from a roof in a predominantly ultra-Orthodox neighborhood of Mea Shearim in Jerusalem on Friday as the city celebrated Purim. Officers were booed and jeered at by a crowd on the street as they removed the life-sized uniformed doll. Signs in Beth Shemesh that demanded that men and women walk on different sides of the street were removed earlier last week under police supervision. And Buckingham Palace announced on Thursday that Prince William will travel to Israel this summer in the first ever visit by the British royal family to the Jewish state. While royals have travelled to Israel in the past, no members of the British monarchy have ever come to the country on an official tour. President Reuven Rivlin welcomed the news. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.